You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 here on this Tuesday, October 24th, and it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Jennifer Erdman from the Golden Link Senior Center. Jennifer, how is your Tuesday going?
Great. How about you?
Oh, it's going wonderful as we're wrapping up these last few days of fall. So there's a lot that goes on at the Golden Link Senior Center, but really quickly, what is your role with the Golden Link Senior Center?
I am the manager. I've been there since December. I feel pretty lucky to have such a wonderful job, as I enjoy very much working with older adults, seniors. I try to call them more the older adults because they're all very young. Our members are 55 years of age or older, although anyone is welcome. You yourself could come in, dine in, and have something to eat. You're more than welcome. But to become a member of our wonderful community of the Golden Link Senior Center, you do have to be 55 years of age or older. So if anyone listening is not yet a member and would love to be, please reach out to me. I can give my phone number later or just stop in. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Although we have many activities that go beyond that 3 p.m. hour, we have lots of folks that meet in the evenings, which is wonderful, which we can touch a little bit on as well. But if you are interested or want to know more or don't know much about our community center, please stop in or give me a call and we can set up a time to visit. It's basically just a quick little membership form that you fill out with your information, and our dues are $25, and that's for the full year. So right now and the next couple of months, we'll be having a lot of our members paying their $25 for 2024. So that is what it is, $25 to become a part of the Golden Link as a member, 55 years of age or older. It's just being a part of a community. You know, our mission is basically to gather, be inspired, and enjoy life. It's a social thing. You know, we're very busy. We've got all kinds of activities, from cards to exercise to speakers. But we also have breakfast and lunch that's served Monday through Friday as well.
Yeah,
Just kind of a quick little overview for you.
So what do people get with a membership?
Well, I guess it's just being a part of that community of the Golden Link, feeling belonged to that inspired social activity. We do have a newsletter, in which I have in front of me, in which we do have on our Golden Link Senior Center website that you can go on to and print that off or take a peek at it. But when you are a member, with your address information that I receive, I would send to you by the first of every month the newsletter. It's 12 pages. That basically has, like, if we're having any fundraisers, speakers, evening meals, our lunch specials each and every day, trips, miscellaneous items like that. Last month we had our Thursday evening meal. We had a German feed, which was very successful. I believe we fed over 70 people that evening. Mm. And afterwards, we had a band, the Tractor Beams, entertained us for a couple hours. So I did preview that in the newsletter, as well as all the activities and meeting lists there, whether it's card playing or exercise. And then we have that Thursday evening meal, the second Thursday of every month. Although, now in November, which we can talk about now too, November the 9th will be our next Thursday evening meal, and that'll be a Thanksgiving feast. That'll include the whole nine yards when it comes to Thanksgiving. And that will be our final evening meal for the winter. We do that just because a lot of folks do leave, you know, maybe the snowbirds, etc. The weather gets really dark at 5 o'clock. Our meal starts at 5:30. It's just been shown that the numbers do decrease during that December through, say, February, but we'll start back up in March again of 2024, the second Thursday of every month. It's a lot, you know, to prepare, and of course our cooks, myself, and then volunteers. You know, I always try to get at least 7 or 8 volunteers to come in that evening and help us serve, clear tables, serve wine and beer, whatever it may be. And that too becomes a little bit more difficult in the winter months to find that. So that's why November 9th will be our final Thursday evening meal until March 2024. So we try to make a big to-do about that, and people really look forward to that meal. Like I said, last month we had that German feed, which was a homemade German feast as well for $10, which again, you can't really beat that price when you're, and we also have a soup and a salad bar. So you get a trip to that, the full meal and dessert for $10. And then, like I said, last month we had a band. We don't always have entertainment after, but we've had a couple now this spring and summer, entertainment following the meal, which helps to keep people there after their meal, to visit, to dance, to sing, whatever it may be. And that's what we want, to socialize and bring the community together, bring our members together. Our members can bring guests. Like I said, anyone is welcome to come check out the place, have a meal, have a cup of coffee, play cards, whatever it may be. So that's just kind of what we hope for, is just to bring people together and be a positive place to meet and to gather.
Especially with Thanksgiving coming up, because that's really what that holiday is all about. Right. And so this is a nice little, you know, appetizer to Thanksgiving, if you will, being a couple weeks in advance of Thanksgiving, able to come together and meet a lot of people, and just another one of these many community events that that are held here, where it's all about coming together and meeting each other and just having a good time, and you unplug a little bit too from all the technology and just interact with people in the community.
And have good homemade food.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And just take your time and relax and, run into somebody that you might not have seen for years. And I see that all the time. And that's what it's all about. So we welcome anyone in for that.
Yeah, so there's that event going on Thursday, November 9th. There's a lot of events going on. You guys have a speaker right now at 10 o'clock.
So we typically have a speaker at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. Not every Tuesday. We try for it, but it gets hard because it's hard for people to commit to that as well. Especially in the summer, it was really hard. But Steve Vidine is there right now. He's talking about firearm safety, which is pretty cool. That was brought up by one of our board members. They just thought that would be a great choice for something a little bit different. But we've had many, like we had James Tadman, the Polk County Sheriff, was there just a few weeks ago speaking about seniors and being safe in your home. And then next Tuesday, Halloween, we have Dan Erdman from American Federal Bank coming back. This is his second time. He's going to be talking about risk management, you know, different scams and issues out there in the banking world. So please feel free to come back. Come next Tuesday the 31st to see Dan at 10 a.m. And then the following Tuesday, which is November 7th, I believe, we have Dr. Haley Solheim, chiropractor out at Choice Fitness or Choice Therapy, is coming to speak on, you know, her services there. She's not new to the community, but she came back to the community. She grew up here and she wants to. So she reached out to see if I could have her come in and speak. So that'll be great. I think we'll get a good turnout of people for that. So please come for the next couple Tuesdays. After that, I'm, you know, so we try to throw that healthcare in there. We've had lawyers, legal issue, you know, legal, the funeral home, you know, different topics, just to kind of get new people and our members engaged and bring them in. And then a lot of times they'll stay for lunch after, which is always nice too, for them to have a lunch after the speaker.
Are those open to anyone, or is that members only?
Nope, open to anyone.
That's really nice.
Yep, members, guests, anyone in the community are welcome. Absolutely, anytime. But if you've got questions on who's coming or is there any speakers coming, call me, and I'll let you know what we have on the calendar.
Yeah, and there's an events calendar online too that you that people can check out, and that's really, really thoroughly filled out. A lot of things in advance too for people to know, and there's always card games going on, a couple of different classes. There's a lot of things going on, so if you want to check out the calendar, go to the Golden Link website, and that is goldenlinkseniorcenter.com. Then you click the events tab, and there's a whole calendar there, and you can click through the different months. You can see what was in the past, you can see what's coming up. A lot of great things there on that calendar. But let's go into some of those events. So what are some of the typical events that we typically see at the Golden Link Senior Center?
Well, I want to mention also for November, as I've had it out, and I believe you have, and thanks to CaroX too for the bulletin board. I mean, you're always displaying those card playing or different events and speakers that we have. So I appreciate that, always you getting that on there. For November, we have a craft sale, a vendor craft sale, Saturday, November the 4th. We are still looking for more vendors. If you're interested, if you've got baked goods, makeup, stuff you make, whatever that you would like to sell, our tables are $10. $10 a table. We still have tables available. So if you're interested, you're a vendor, and you're interested in bringing your stuff to sell to the community of Crookston and surrounding area, give me a call or stop in. And for $10, you can reserve a table or two. So we're still looking for a few more. We have probably about 15 so far, but that's going to be a Saturday. That's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're also going to serve soup and sandwich that day. So if you're there all day or the vendor, you can eat and have soup and sandwich and dessert. So that's pretty cool too. So definitely mark that on your calendar for the November fundraiser. October, we did homemade molasses cookies that we made and sold. So every month we have a fundraiser, whether it's a pizza fundraiser, a breakfast fundraiser, craft sale, rummage sale, cookie sale. Every month we try to change her up a bit to get our members, guests, community engaged, and to, of course, bring that money back into the Golden Link so we can keep up and running and operating. So that's that. If there's anyone who is interested in reserving, we have a couple different rooms in our facility. We have a community room that, like our speakers speak in. We have a couple exercise classes that use that room. We have the Lions on Monday who use that room and eat and have their meeting. We also have a card room. And so like on Wednesdays, we have men's cards in there all day long. But that room is a good meeting room as well. So if you're interested on the weekend or evenings for a birthday party, anniversary, a gathering, you're more than welcome to give me a call. I can reserve one of those rooms for you for $25. But if you're a member, there's no charge. So keep that in mind for those who have a birthday party, anniversary, a party that they just want to celebrate. They want to go to a place where it's cozy and there's nobody there and comfortable and clean. Give me a call. So I think we're seeing more and more of that on the weekend or evenings. But in the evenings too, except for probably your Friday evenings, we do have, say, the Legion, VFW's meeting at our facility because they may not have a place to meet anymore. So they have the Golden Link that they have their meeting at, say, 7 p.m. or 6 p.m., and they just basically come in to get a key from me so they can get in and out and have a nice meeting and leave. So we have a lot of that. I think we have like 20 different groups that really are able to use the Golden Link for that reason only, which is wonderful. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah, so a couple of different ways to get involved with the Golden Link Senior Center. And you can also, I'm sure there's plenty of volunteer opportunities as well.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Again, you know, speaking about the Thursday evening meals, we're always looking for about 7 or 8 volunteers to help out, whether it's serving the food, serving the beer or wine, wiping down tables, taking dishes, you know, whatever it may be assisting with. So if you're interested in volunteering, don't have to be a member, don't have to be 55, always reach out to me, as I'm always looking for volunteers in any capacity there. Our fundraisers. If one of our staff members, we're very fortunate to have staff, you know, myself, we have two cooks and we have a couple dishwashers and we also have a couple waitresses and a custodian. So we're very fortunate to have wonderful staff, part-time staff that come in and do their job Monday through Friday. Sometimes, you know, they do need a day off or they get sick or have vacations. So we do look then for our members. Board members are awesome about helping out, but always looking for help in that capacity. So I do, you know, always appreciate that. If you're interested, just stop in or give me a call.
And how can they contact you?
Best way is, you know, if they're able to come in, you know, Monday through Friday between the 8 and 3 p.m. hour, or call me at 218-281-3072. Those are the two best ways to reach out. Because there's a lot of information, especially if they want to kind of see if they've never been there before or really know what we've got going on there, the best way is to come in.
Especially if you're looking to rent a room.
Right.
Yeah.
Or to volunteer, you know, and kind of just want to see and feel the environment. So
maybe people want to get involved, but maybe they don't have the time, or the times don't line up. Are there donation opportunities too?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have many of our members who donate coffee. Coffee's always on at the Golden Link. It's free, you know, so come on and have a cup of coffee. But as we know, groceries, coffee, pretty expensive. But we're fortunate enough to have many of our members or guests who actually come in and donate coffee. We have had, through the summer, many farmers or individuals who have gardens who donate tomatoes to corn and they call and say, hey, I got a bunch of tomatoes. Can I donate? Yes, absolutely. Oh, man, that's great. Bring it on in. We'll use it. If we don't use it in our meals, we will offer it to our members, you know, to share it in that respect, or just to donate a monetary type thing to the Golden Link, to the meals, to keep our food cost, you know, help with the food cost or whatever it may be. So thank you so much for all the donations that we get, and memorials for folks who have passed. A lot of people will donate in their name, you know, to us, you know, a memorial to them, to use the money in that way, which is wonderful.
So a lot of ways that people can get involved.
Yeah,
you just swing by the website. There's ways that you can get involved, whether it's donating there or, of course, coming down. Seems like that's the best way to stop by the Golden Link Senior Center. Yeah. You can also give you a call, too. Is there social media, too, that's updated?
Yeah, you know, I do try. We do have a Facebook page, the Golden Link Senior Center, and I think a lot of people do look at that. So, yes, I do, like our speaker. You know, I'll put that on there. Our Thursday night meal, our fundraisers. I always put, you know, pictures, or, you know, like our German meal that we had. I had a picture of a few of us dressed up, and then our band that we had and how many people we served, and thankful for all our volunteers and everyone that came in and ate that night. So, yeah, I'm pretty good about keeping up with that. And I do think a lot of our members do look at Facebook. But that, you know, I think KROX is probably number one, Facebook. And then I can email, you know, I'll do that too. I'll just like a mass email to all our members who have email, and not everyone does. But I think it's more the phone calls, and I'm always open to visiting with folks on the phone. And I think we do get a lot of phone calls wondering what's happening, what's going on this week, or, you know, have questions. That's the best way of finding out the answers, just to call me.
And that
or
phone
stop in.
Yeah. Stopping in, of course, but the phone number to call once again is
218-281-3072.
Well, I can't believe we've already gone through 20 minutes. It's flown by today, Jennifer. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about on our Valley Talk?
No, I think we're good. But thanks again for having me, and thanks for all that you do for the Golden Link. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
We appreciate it.
And November 9th, that's the Golden Link Thursday dinner.
Thanksgiving meal. So if you're interested, give me a call anytime. So I don't think that I mentioned that to you. You do have to reserve your meal. So calling or stopping in saying I'll take two meals, just because we like to have a head count of how many people are going to be coming for the evening, so we know how to prepare for that. But we will certainly welcome people to walk in, and we do get that too, and hoping that they can have a meal. And most or 99% of the time, they're able to, unless we happen to be running out, which that has happened with a few of our Thursday night meals. But please call and reserve. And the speakers coming up the next couple weeks, please come 10 a.m. in the next couple of Tuesdays. We're going to have some great speakers. Cards, you know, we've got all these, you know, exercise classes, cards, activities. We have a recycled cards group that actually meets today, every Tuesday at 1 p.m., a group of ladies who come in. We have many folks who bring their cards to us, and they recycle them. They make them beautiful and put the golden link, and we sell them for 50 cents a card. So if you need a card and would like a beautiful recycled card, come to the golden link and purchase one. Or two.
Yeah, so a lot. That's another over group. There. Yeah, a lot of things going on at the Golden Link Senior Center. And of course, you can swing by, check out their website. It's goldenlinkseniorcenter.com for more info. You can check out the events calendar, donation. You can donate there too. Find all the contact information there as well. And again, November 9th is that Thanksgiving dinner. Make sure that you give a call or stop in and reserve that, reserve your meal or meals.
Yep.
And that will be the last Thursday meal until the springtime?
March. Yep. In March again. And again, anyone 55 years of age who isn't yet a member, I'd love to have you. Just come on in and we'll get you signed up for $25 for 2024.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for all of that info. Thank you for coming on such a quick notice. Yeah. And I look forward to speaking to you again and hearing about that Thanksgiving meal.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So that was our Valley Talk with Jennifer Erdman of the Golden Link Senior Center.